Before we dive into today's episode, I just wanted to let you know that we have officially launched our YouTube channel. So if you want more Storytime content, just search Storytime Podcast on YouTube or click the link in the description. We're going to be picking one lucky subscriber, and I'm going to be sending them my super secret, very tasty tater tot casserole recipe. Ooh, good luck. Enjoy the episode. What is up, my fable babies, and welcome back to Storytime, the holy grail of great stories from around the interwebs, brought to you by iHeartRadio and Collab. I am your host, Will, don't touch the thermostat, McFadden, and I am so excited about today's show. I'm just excited about today in general, because today is the day that I take the first step in respreading my ever-so-gorgeous wings and burst forth from the nest just like I am a brand new baby raptor bursting out of his egg to snatch up a cute little squirrel for his first ever tasty snack. You know, you get what I'm saying. You know what I'm putting down here? You picking it up? I'm on the hunt for a new living sitch. Look, guys, I love my mom, I suppose, mostly, you know. It's just time for me to have my own space, or just a space I don't share with mommy dearest. Look, the housing market is fierce and expensive, so I've been checking out some co-rentals, looking for, you know, to find a roommate that isn't my mother. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to move, like, far, far away from her and her sweet little voice, but I'm also very ready to not live directly upstairs from her. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar, but there is this guy named Craig, and he's got this crazy list, and he's put it on a website. It's super safe, and I've set up an appointment today to check out a new possible future home situation and with a possible roommate, and I definitely need to dress to impress. So I'm thinking, you know, bow tie or bolo tie, which one? I don't really know. You know what? Here, why don't you guys listen to the story from Scrubs while I sort out this fashion emergency?
I know a lot of people have had, oh, my roommate's really bad, my roommates suck, but trust me, after I tell you guys this, you guys are gonna be thankful for your terrible roommates. When I was in college, I had to share a room with a roommate. Now, usually it's not that bad, most people's roommates aren't terrible, but for the first 3 months of my college experience, I had literally the worst roommate to ever exist. This entire story starts the summer before my freshman year, right before I moved in with anybody. You basically get your roommate's email like a month or two before you move in, just to kind of get to know each other, decide who's gonna bring what, so that way you guys don't show up with 15 microwaves, 21 mini fridges, and more grams of heroin than you need, you know? Like, it's so awkward when you both bring heroin to the party. So I check my email one morning, and there is my new roommate. He sent me an email basically saying, yo, what's poppin'? I'm gonna make his name Kevin for this story, because I feel like people named Kevin are usually pretty meme-ish. So it says, yo, what up? I'm Kevin. I'm from South Korea. I'm gonna be your roommate. It says on your profile thing that you're a big gamer. That's great, because I play a lot of video games. I have a cat, and I've been already in our room because I'm here for the summer since I'm from Korea. And everything's pretty normal in that email, except for I have a cat. Because let's keep in mind that I'm having to share a room with this guy, and it's not a big room, probably like 300 square feet. So I didn't know that we were allowed to have pets, so I send him an email back being like, hey, I'm Ryan, great to meet you. Quick question, is it a joke that you have a cat, or do you actually have a cat? And he says, yeah, I have a cat. At this point, I'm like, okay. I love animals, don't get me wrong, but I'm not really looking forward to sharing a room with a person and an animal that's so small, and on the third floor, so I don't know where it's going to the bathroom. So I send him an email back, I'm like, all right, well, you know, where does the cat go to the bathroom? Where is the cat gonna go outside? How often does the cat exercise? What's the cat's name? What the cat look like? I don't know. These are important questions. And he goes, oh, I don't let it outside. It's really annoying when I play video games. It scratches at my cables, so I lock it in the bathroom. And at this point, my WTF meters are off the charts, because who locks a cat in the bathroom? Because it doesn't like when you're playing video games 16 hours a day. And then he says, I don't know where it goes to the bathroom. I just kind of pick it up as it goes, which means it's peeing all over this carpet and the room's 100% gonna smell like cat piss. Which I am not down for, alright? I'm a pretty go-with-the-flow person, but I'm not trying to live in cat piss for the next 9 months. So I contact the school, and they basically tell me that the cat is a therapy cat because he has PTSD. I don't understand what type of therapy cat it is, So I send him an email. I'm like, yo, man, sorry about you having PTSD. Like, I guess you need a therapy animal. That's fine. And he goes, oh, no, I don't have PTSD. That's just what I told the school so I could get the cat. But you don't even take care of the cat, so I don't know why you want it. Whatever. So I'm already mad. And that's pretty much all we talk about for the next, you know, few months. I don't really email him because I'm annoyed. So move-in day comes, and I'm magically hoping that the cat situation has been resolved. Somebody reported him. I did tell the school that he's locking it in the bathroom, and they said there was, like, nothing they could do. So I'm not really sure what I could have done more. But I show up, and the entire dorm room just smells like cat piss. Straight cat piss. The cat's really cute. It's pretty scared of people, reasonably. But me and him get along pretty well. I'm not a fan of the cat piss smell, but I feel really bad. I make it very clear right when I move in that I don't want to have to take care of the cat. I don't want the cat because I don't want to take care of an animal while I'm in college, but I'm not going to take care of it. You know, if he needs me to feed it every now and then, that's fine, but I'm not going to take care of its litter box. I'm not going to get a litter box. I'm not like, I it's not my cat. And if you hate me for saying that, that's fine. But like, I'm not trying to take care of a cat. And he goes, yeah, that's fine. The entire room smells like cat piss. I'm not happy, but there's nothing I can do. All the dorms are full. So I'm sure you're thinking, you know, oh, okay, so this is pretty bad so far, but it gets worse. You see, I guess his sleep schedule had never reversed, and Korea is what? Basically a day in front of us, behind us? I don't know. But no matter what the situation, every night for the first 3 months of college, this guy is up at 3 a.m. playing StarCraft with his friends back home. I don't know if Korean is just a language that you have to be screaming at the top of your lungs, but he is just shouting in Korean every single night with the cat locked in the bathroom. I feel bad for the cat, so it starts sleeping with me every night. I start taking care of the cat, which I swore I wasn't gonna do, but I can't just let this animal get abused. And he's just going about his business, screaming, he never goes to class, he never cleans up after himself. It's a terrible situation. Our room smells like cat piss. I can't have anybody over. I am not a happy camper at this point. So whatever, I'm breathing in cat piss on the daily, doing what I gotta do to try to survive with the gas mask on. And then there's a final straw. I wake up one morning, right, to people banging on our door. I go over, open it all groggily. It's like the staff people, and they're wearing like these badges, these name tags. They're pretty official. They're with the school. They go, hey, can we come in? I go, yeah, of course. So they come in and they're like, oh my gosh, the stench is horrible. And I'm like, yeah, it's my friend's cat. And they're like, it's your friend's cat? I'm like, yeah. He said, oh, well, they called and complained about your cat. I'm like, well, what's the name on the report? And it's the kid. My roommate had reported the cat as my cat, and I didn't have the paperwork for it because I didn't need a therapy cat. I still can't believe that was a thing. And he didn't want to take care of it anymore. So he reported me for having an illegal cat, hoping they'd come and take it away. So they figure out what's going on and they're like, okay, so it's not your cat. I'm like, no, it's not my cat. And they're like, and has he been taking care of it? I'm like, no, I've been feeding it and trying to get it to use the litter box, but at that point he had trained it so much that it just wouldn't use it. It's not a good situation, right? And now I'm getting blamed for something that I don't have any responsibility for. So here I am getting yelled at by these people for a little bit before they figured out what's going on. I'm annoyed. They're annoyed. I don't even think they knew what's going on. Poor people. And so I'm sitting here like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever been a part of. So I contact the school and I'm basically like, look, these are the options. I'm paying an exorbitant amount of money to stay in these dorms. I mean, I wasn't paying it, the state was, but like, you get what I'm saying. I'm not gonna keep living in a cat piss infested room with a guy who's gonna try to report me because he's too irresponsible to take care of a cat. And you guys need to fix something. So they start looking into everything, trying to find me a room, trying to get me accommodations. And so they bring us both in to interview us on what's going on. And he's being mean to me, like, oh, I can't believe you got the school involved. And I'm like, all right, listen here, buddy. Buddy Buckaroo, 2 a.m. StarCraft God, you're not even that good at it, first of all. Second of all, this wouldn't have been a problem if you just wouldn't have tried to get me in trouble for taking care of the stupid cat that's not even mine. This kid starts spewing off about how I never go to class, and I keep him up at night, and I prevent him from studying and all this stuff. And I'm sitting here slack-jawed like, bro, is this kid really, really doing this right now? There is no way he has the balls to actually say all this stuff. And thankfully, I had taken, this is kind of mean, Snapchat videos of me in bed at like 4 a.m, rolling my eyes with him screaming in Korean so I couldn't sleep. And I had sent a lot of these to my friends and I'd saved them to my memories because I just thought they were kind of funny. So I go, oh yeah, so you're gonna claim that I'm the one keeping you up late. And he's like, yeah, because you are. Da 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 da. You're constantly the one being loud and obnoxious in our room. And I'm like, all right, buddy, bet. Bet, 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 bet. So I pull out my phone and go, then what's this? And it's video of him screaming at the Korean at 4 a.m. I have like 8 videos of him from 2 to 4 a.m. of him doing this. And I go, he has no proof that I'm staying up late because there isn't any. I go to bed at, you know, midnight, which is pretty reasonable, I guess. We're all college kids. And I said, I don't even mind him staying up late. I mean, sure, it's annoying that he's screaming the entire time, but I don't even care. That's not why I'm mad. The cat is why I'm mad. So at this point, he's been outed as just making stuff up to try to make me look bad so that way he doesn't get in trouble. And he starts to say that, oh, well, I take care of it, so it's mine now. And I'm like, dude, that's not how it works. You were locking a cat in a bathroom for 8 hours a day, so I decided that I wanted to take care of it. I don't know what your issue is. So at this point, the person running the little, like, interview, discussion, roommate disagreement thing is like, okay, I can clearly see what's going on here. So they basically tell the kid the therapy cat is going to an animal shelter to be rehoused. And the shelter they sent it to was a really nice one that definitely rehoused it. I've met the person that adopted the cat. The cat is fine. I don't want anyone to worry about the cat because I was worried about it too. I would have taken it in if I knew it wasn't going to be okay. So the person finally, after everything is settled, decides that I'm going to get a new room. I have to share with two people, so there's going to be three of us in a room. But at this point, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be in a room that doesn't smell like cat pee and won't have a screaming Korean kid at 2 a.m. So I'm like, thank goodness. And as for the kid that had the cat, he lost his cat. He can't get a therapy animal. And I don't know. Nothing else really happened. Like, he really didn't get much trouble. Which is annoying, but I guess it's whatever. I really didn't want to ruin the kid's life, so I didn't pursue it any further. But thankfully, my next roommates were a lot better, and I definitely had a much better experience not dealing with a crazy psychopathic Korean guy screaming at me in languages I do not understand.
Ah, dorm life. Can you imagine trying to bring a lady or a fella back to that room? Nothing gets the juices flowing like StarCraft and cat piss. For more content from Scrubs, check out the links in the description. Okay, so I decided to go with the bow tie and the bolo tie. I call it the Bobo. You know, I'm out here, I'm ready to make the world my oyster today. So, you know, I think if I'm gonna truly make the best possible impression, I need to spice up my car game as much as I can. So I took the old gal to get a bath and a scrub, and let me tell you, I am stoked to be cruising over to my potential new casa in my super clean, super sexy eggplant colored PT Cruiser convertible, baby. His name is Gregory. I mean, does it get any cooler than this? Nope, it does not. Top down, confidence up, as I always say. So I'm gonna BRB while I focus on the road so you guys can go ahead and focus on this roommate horror story from Christine Barger.
Oh, I know about bad roommates. Let me tell you about my first roommate situation. I thought it would be a great idea to live in the freshman dorms my freshman year. I'd seen all the movies and I knew that college freshmen living together became BFFs and lifelong friends, and this was going to be more fun than summer camp. I didn't really consider the fact that I was going to have to share showers and bathrooms with like 50 other women my age, or that I was going to have to share a bedroom for the very first time in my life with a total stranger. I pretty much grew up an only child, so I'd always had my own space and my own schedule, and living with a roommate, let's call her Elle, was a unique experience. Elle was very different than me. We had a lot of differences, but one that really stood out to me was she was a bit more religious than I was. Like, I said prayers before bed quietly to myself, maybe grace. But I wasn't the kind of person who got down on my knees, folded my hands, and then prayed for 20 or 30 minutes at a time. And I thought that was cool that she did that, and it seemed like she was happy, and she was a good person, and I liked her. But it was a little unusual for me, and it was something I had to adapt to, because I felt like I might be imposing on her when she was praying if I was there watching TV or being loud, so I was trying to work a little bit around her prayer schedule. And again, I was fine with that. It didn't get to be weird until I started noticing my things moving around on my desk or my dresser, and I thought, well, no one else should be touching my stuff. So whether it's Elle or her friends coming over, it's not okay that you're touching my stuff. And it really started to kind of get under my skin. I didn't want it to be a big deal, and remember, I didn't have brothers or sisters growing up, so I didn't really understand how to, like, handle conflict or, like, have conflict resolution with someone you live with in a room. So I just kind of kept it inside, and it got a little, like, frustrating for me. And then I started noticing she was praying more intensely and more often, which was also kind of becoming a bit of a nuisance to me. It made me uncomfortable. pretty much. It was my fault. It wasn't her fault. I was just, you know, a little uncomfortable with it. And that was still okay. But then, one morning I wake up, and I'm wearing different clothes than I wore to bed. Now I'm starting to think, like, what is going on? Did what I wear to bed not fit the approval of my roommate? Was she upset that I was wearing something inappropriate to go to sleep? Did she decide she needed to change my clothes in the middle of the night to something that she felt was more comfortable? Like, why didn't she just say something to me? Why is my stuff being moved? What is going on? And why are you praying all the time, like, intensely and, like, practically crying? Like, what is going on? Why is my roommate so crazy? So now I'm upset, and I decide not to take it to her, but to go to the RA and have a discussion, because the RA is kind of like your parent on campus. They're your mom away from home, and they were really glad that I was there to talk to them, because they needed to talk to me as well. Apparently, Elle was upset that I had been behaving strangely. Now, it wasn't because I was getting internally upset and, like, glaring at her or anything. No, no, no. I was acting like I was possessed by a demon. And she was worried for my soul. Therefore, she was praying for me and trying very hard to be there and be supportive, but was very upset about my behavior. Because I had been sitting up in the middle of the night and talking random sort of gibberishy things. And I had been getting up and moving things around and getting back into bed after changing my clothes at like 2 in the morning. Apparently, I was also walking down to the hallway, bathroom, and standing in front of the mirror and staring at myself for hours at a time, like a psychopath. And other people had encountered me, and I had told them all about my problems, like my finals coming up, and I had talked random gibberish to them too, and I was making a bunch of people uncomfortable, and nobody knew why I was behaving this way. Turns out, when you get really stressed out, like your freshman year of college, doing finals and things can be incredibly stressful on someone who's used to having a pretty good GPA. Therefore, stress can trigger things like sleep talking and sleepwalking. And I had been walking in my sleep all over the dorm and making everybody think I was a weirdo. And it was causing everyone to be uncomfortable, and it was causing my roommate a lot of stress, and she was trying to do her best to cope with it. And I had been taking it completely the wrong way. So apparently, I am the worst roommate you could possibly have, because I act like a psychopath in my sleep and get up and change my clothes and stare at myself in the mirror and speak in tongues and whatever else I do. And it was all because of the stress. And then the situation with my roommate was making my stress worse, so my sleepwalking was worse, so her prayers were getting stronger, and it was just this cycle. And so I was really glad that I did finally have that conversation with the RA and find out that my perspective was not necessarily the reality of the situation, and that I was really the problem. And I find that sometimes in life we have to step back and find out that our perspective may not be the reality of a situation. And in fact, my roommate was awesome. And I was the terrible roommate.
Oh my God, what a twist! Was that story directed by M. Night Shyamalan? You know what they say, you either have a naked neighbor or you are the naked neighbor. And I think the same applies for crazy roommates. If you're like me and you're a fan of Master Puppeteers, you're going to love Christine's channel. So make sure to head on down to the description and click on them links. This cannot be the right address. This is a house, like a gorgeous house, a big, gorgeous house. I mean, there's a fountain in the front yard, and the trees and the bushes are shaped like unicorns, and I smell chlorine. I think there's a pool in the backyard. I must have written the wrong address down. There is no way. Oh, no. There's a cute woman coming down the walkway. She's probably going to yell at me to get off her property.
Hi.
Hi. I'm so sorry. I think I have the wrong address.
Are you Will?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I am.
Oh, wow. Your photo was great, but you're so much more handsome in person.
Oh, yeah. I get that a lot. I'm like not photogenic. My ex-wife once hired a stand-in to play me in one of our Christmas cards.
Well, your ex-wife sounds downright evil. And take it from me, she was very, very wrong.
Well, I will take it from you. Take it. Yep. I've taken it. It's been took. Oh my God, you guys, who is this goddess who already understands that Sheila is to be hated?
So, anyways, thanks for coming to check out the spare room, but really it's kind of two spare rooms for the price of one in case you need an office or just a quiet place to work. Oh, is that your car?
Oh yeah, that's mine. His name's Gregory.
Wow, I really like it. It's so cool. What a great color. You know, if you ask me, there really aren't enough eggplant-colored cars on the road.
I could not agree more.
Cool. Okay, well, why don't you come on in and I'll show you around.
Yeah, that sounds great. You guys, I love her.
What was that?
I love fur.
Fur?
Yeah, fur.
Well, if you love fur, have I got a surprise for you. Boys, come meet our new guest.
Oh my God, you have two corgis?
I do. Will, meet Tater and Tot.
Your dogs are named Tater and Tot?
Yeah, I named them after my favorite casserole. I'm so silly.
Oh my God, be still my heart. So, you like Tater Tot casseroles?
I do, yeah. Like, probably too much. Promise not to tease me. I actually have a podcast called, oh my gosh, I'm such a dork. It's called The Casserole Conversation.
Tell me more.
Well, I make a casserole and then review it and share the recipe. It's such a wonderful outlet. I get to cook and just really be myself during that time. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. You know, more than you could ever know. So, besides the two dogs, do you have any other pets?
Nah, I'd love to get a cat, but I'm just so allergic to them. Mm. It's really a hole in my heart because I just love all animals. But it's like I always say, if you can't have cats, watch cats.
Watch cats? Like the movie musical work of absolute art from 2019?
Yeah, or the musical numbers on YouTube. I honestly can't get enough. It never gets old.
You guys, this is it. I am going to die. Wait, did I already die? Is this heaven? This has got to be heaven.
Is everything okay? You're breathing, like, really heavy.
Yes, I just, we have so much in common, I almost can't believe it.
I was actually feeling like you're a kindred spirit as well. Listen, I know this is kind of weird, but would you like to stay for dinner? I don't mean to be forward, but I feel a little bit of a connection here, and I think that maybe it's worth exploring.
Yes, I would love that. Fable babies, what is happening?
Would you like something to drink? Beer, whiskey, soda? Personally, I prefer a glass of warm oat milk.
I would love a glass of warm oat milk.
Great. Do you just want to settle down on that fur rug in front of the fireplace? It's starting to get a little chilly, so I can light a quick fire and then grab our drinks.
Yes. Oh my God, you guys, I am losing it. Okay, listen, my night is ramping up, so you guys got to listen to this last story and then get out. I promised three stories, and I will keep that promise. So here's a little story from Spencer X, and then little Will Baby here needs some alone time with his dream girl slash roommate.
So, 2019, when I started TikTok and I first got to LA, after performing at VidCon and getting on TikTok, I thought it'd be a really, really great idea to just stay here. I really wanted to know what it was like to, like, be that person going after your dreams, doing everything that you possibly could in order to be successful, just like so many people have done here. So I decided the only way that was possible, because I didn't have a lot of money and I didn't have a lot of things going on for me, was to be homeless. And so I was homeless for the end of 2019, as soon as I got out of my performance at VidCon. And I was running around looking at a bunch of, you know, different places, and I realized I didn't have enough money for anything. So I wanted to give a couple bucks to maybe a friend that, like, you know, could help me in need. Lucky for me, I had an amazing friend. Her name is Kristen. And it's so crazy. She's a dancer. Awesome, awesome human being. We actually just did a music video together. So it's crazy that this is coming full circle because now we get to celebrate with each other. And then also joke around about all the horrible things that we have dealt with together. So you probably at this point think that I'm talking about Kristen being my roommate. And I'd love to say that, but unfortunately, this is a nightmare story. So buckle up, kids. This is where it gets a little weird. I enter her place and I'm like, oh, cool. Do you have a roommate or anything? And she's like, no, my roommate's kind of out for the month. And I'm like, oh, sweet. So am I going to be on your couch? And she's like, no, you actually have your own room. And I'm so excited at this point. I'm just like thinking like, wow, I'm probably gonna get to create my own videos there, do my own thing. I'm like ready, so I bring my bags over to her place. She opens the door for me and I'm like, yeah! In the living room, I see a silhouette of what I think is a mountain lion. Just a monstrous being. I couldn't look it directly in the eyes. But it was looking at me and I could tell. I don't know if any of you have seen a Savannah cat, but that's what we're dealing with here. I walked into that apartment and I saw basically the Rock's sister. This mountain lion, I don't want to call it a mountain lion, I don't even want to call it a cat, this being that can eat full chickens and turkeys was staring at me like I was its next meal. I wasn't with it. It was not cool at all. And so I told him, like, hey, I'm allergic to cats. And, like, this cat in particular, I'm probably just a little bit more allergic to, if you know what I mean. And she was like, oh, no, Cleo's so sweet. Don't worry about it. Cleo's going to treat you right. It's going to be cool. I love cats. You're going to love cats, too. And I'm like, that thing has claws and fangs. So tell me what I'm going to love about it. She said, it'll be fine, just go in your room. And I'm like, okay, at least I have my own room. And so I go there and I notice that this cat likes me. Probably because I'm a friendly guy. I don't know what's going on here. But I go in the room, it follows me directly. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. Let me just shut the door. Oh my God, there's no lock on the door. There's no way for me to protect myself from this monster, this being. So what I had to do every day was basically pile all the luggage that I brought from Texas onto the door to keep this thing from eating me in my sleep. Funny thing is, that's exactly what it was trying to do every single night, and I'm not saying it was actually trying to eat me, but dear God, I thought it was sizing me up. It used to break into my room, and I used to wake up every single day with it on my lap. This was a problem. And so after like day two or three, I was just like, this isn't going to be the way that I live my life. I came here to be successful. I came here to be more motivated. I came here not to be eaten alive by the first thing that I see, which is a Savannah cat. So I decided within that month, I'm going to collab as many times as I possibly can. And I went out there and multiple times a day, I stayed out as long as I could, trust me, to not be in contact with this cat. What I realized was that, yeah, this was a great motivation for me, was the fear of another animal ripping me to shreds. And so, you know, I took that fear and I made it into power by boosting my confidence in all the ways that I possibly could by not associating myself with that type of animal. It ended up working out for me. I got enough opportunity to get out of the place. And I said, good riddance, but moral of the story is when you're looking for a home or a house, please just get a place that's safe, quiet, peaceful, and doesn't have an apex predator in the living room looking to tear you to shreds.
You know, I think that's some wise advice from Spencer there. If you want to make it in this world, put yourself in grave danger where the only way to escape is to be successful. Which is why I'll be recording this podcast while cage diving with great white sharks from now on. For some of the best beatboxing content out there, make sure to check out Spencer X on TikTok and YouTube. L's in the D's. You guys, this woman is like Unbelievable. She's currently making a plate of 10 different kinds of olives and heating up some milk for me. What is this life I have right now? She's perfect. And this house is stunning. Oh, and her movie collection. Oh, just my. She's got all the greats to watch. Cats, obviously. Anastasia. All 17 of The Land Before Times. And, oh my God, is that?
Warm milk, sir.
Oh, yes, thank you. Before I dig into this hot cream, I gotta confirm, is that the original Titanic VHS set I see?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you guys, do I just propose marriage right now? That movie is...
absolute trash. I know, my old roommate left it. Honestly, I don't understand why everyone obsesses over it.
What? No, stop. Shh.
And don't even get me started on its theme song.
Oh, no, please stop talking. Shut your beautiful mouth. What are you doing? Don't say that.
Celine Dion has got to be the most overrated singer of all time. Like, her voice is really not that great. It's not even good if you ask me.
Oh, my God, keep it together, Will.
You know what? I honestly don't even want this in my house, and it takes up so much space.
Oh my God, what are you doing? No! Oh, she's got the VHS set. She just threw it in the fireplace. No, you devil woman!
Excuse me?
You are a devil woman. How dare you? Celine Dion is a goddess, and Titanic is a masterpiece. You know what? I'm leaving. The last thing I want to do is rent a room from, I don't even know what your name is, but if I had to guess, it's probably Satan.
My name is Sheila.
Oh my God. God, I gotta get out of here. Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode. As always, I want to give a big ass shout out and thank you to our fearless storytellers. Head on down to the description and click the links to subscribe to their channels. Would you like to be a featured storyteller on an upcoming episode of Storytime? If you have a great story to share, record it and send it on down to storytime@collab.inc. Or you can call the Storytime hotline and leave us a message. Give us a call at 323-741-1873 and we'll share our favorites on our next listener episode. Oh, you're still listening? Cool. Well, if you've gotten this deep into the episode, you might as well rate it, review it, and share it with a friend. Or an enemy. It makes no difference to me as long as I get those sweet, sweet streams. Storytime is produced by iHeartRadio and Collab. Executive producers Eric Jacks, Song Kang, and Will McFadden. Hosted by Will McFadden. Produced by Jessica Eccles, Jason Shapiro, Daniela Mora, and Jenny Ulmer. Written by Jenny Ulmer. Voice acting by Jenny Ulmer. Sound design by Tony Maddox. Original score by Scott Simons. Cover art by John Kusagaya. Animation by Bella Bouchon.